Welcome to Utah Thrives, the Utah Foundation podcast, where we dig into the ideas shaping our communities and our future. I'm Dan Bommas. Today, we're talking about something that isn't always visible, but is absolutely essential, social capital. At its core, social capital is about the networks, relationships, and trust that allow people and communities to thrive. It's the neighbor you can call when you need help moving a couch, the parent you carpool with to get your kids to soccer, or the community group that rallies together during a crisis. These connections generate real benefits, stronger economies, better health outcomes, more civic engagement, and even greater resilience when challenges arise. Sean Tigan, president of Utah Foundation, met recently with the Utah Foundation staff and board members on their latest report looking at social capital.
It's the networks that are with individuals and groups that advance our interests. So when we've got individuals and communities coming together for different things, we can all benefit.
So in other words, it's about connections. It's about trust. It's the glue that holds communities together and the grease that helps things run more smoothly. Think neighbors helping each other, parents connecting through schools, or nonprofits creating opportunities for young people. Think about your own life for a second. Who do you text when you need help moving? Who watches your dog when you're out of town? Who shows up at a school board meeting or organizes the community block party? All of these relationships and networks are social capital in action. And here's why it matters. Again, Sean put it clearly. He said social capital supports things like
resource allocation is an important one. It's accelerated economic developmental mobility. If I can get a job because of some social capital network that I have, maybe I'm going to have better household economics or whatever the case may be, or maybe I'll get in improved education and health outcomes. So, a lot of these things are correlated. You've got more education, you've got better health outcomes, you've got better income, you've got all these kinds of things.
That's a pretty impressive list, right? We're talking about the difference between communities that thrive and communities that struggle. But here's the part I want to focus on today. Social capital isn't just about what we have now, it's also about what we're building for tomorrow. Think about it, the trust, the networks, the institutions that you and I rely on today didn't magically appear. They were built by previous generations through investment, effort, and care. Which raises the question, what are we doing right now to build social capital for the next generation? That's exactly the question Utah Foundation tackled in the new report, Tots and Tomorrow. It's about how a focus on future generations generates social capital. The basic idea is simple but powerful. If you want thriving communities in the future, you need to nurture kids today. So, how do you measure a society's focus on kids? The Utah Foundation report boils it down to four indicators: birth rates, parks and recreation funding, public school funding effort, and youth organization funding. Let's unpack each of those. First, birth rates. Utah has long had the highest birth rate in the nation, and while birth rates have been falling across the country, including here, Utah families are still larger than average. That means more siblings, more cousins, more built-in networks of support, and that's a form of social capital in itself. But here's the catch. As Utah Foundation Research Director Christopher Collard explained, the decline in birth rates is one of the biggest reasons Utah's future focus score has dropped.
Two-thirds of the decline was driven by falling birth rates.
Oh, thank you very much. Falling birth rates. And here's the falling birth rate. So we went from 21 per 1,000 people to 13 per 1,000 people. That changed from 2008 to 2023.
That's a huge demographic shift. And while birth rates are influenced by a lot of factors, economics, housing costs, cultural change, they still tell us something important. Fewer kids means fewer opportunities for social capital to grow in those natural family-based networks. Second, parks and recreation. Now, this is where Utah really shines. We rank third in the nation for parks and recreation funding effort. Think about your own childhood. Do you remember playing pickup basketball at the park, or summers at the public pool, or even just climbing around on a playground? Those aren't just fun memories. They're social capital moments. They're where kids make friends, where parents meet each other, and where communities connect. Strong parks and recreation systems are about creating everyday opportunities for connection, whether that's kids playing soccer at a local field, neighbors meeting while walking their dogs, or families gathering at a community pool. And that really gets to the heart of social capital. Parks aren't just green space, they're connection space. They're where friendships form, where parents meet other parents, and where communities strengthen their bonds. The third indicator is education funding, and this is a big one. Back in the 90s, Utah was among the top states in terms of education funding effort. But since then, as Sean explains...
And that's just decreased over the years. It's been eroded for different reasons. Based mainly, you can see, you contribute to it to changes in tax code over the years. And that first one was related to property taxes. And since then, we've seen income tax changes and other things. And so we've seen that decrease.
Today, Utah ranks 13th lowest in the nation for public school funding effort. And that matters. Schools aren't just about academics. They're hubs of social capital. They're where kids learn teamwork, where parents connect, where communities rally around events and traditions. So ask yourself, are we putting enough resources into those hubs of connection? Or are we shortchanging not just education, but the future fabric of our society? And the fourth and final measure is youth organizations. This includes things like 4-H, Scouts, Boys and Girls Club, sports leagues, all these groups that give kids opportunities outside the classroom. Utah ranks fifth from the bottom here, which means a lot of kids may be missing out on those experiences where they build confidence, leadership, and lasting friendships. However, there is a large portion of Utah's population that attends activities at their church, and church-based activities are not nonprofits dedicated to youth development, so they were not included in this metric. Utah Foundation standardized the indicators discussed in the report to create an index score ranging from 0 to 14. This scale was standardized at 2016 levels, and if states improve or decline over time, they can achieve index scores outside this range. Utah's focus on future generations has fallen significantly from 17.9 to 7.2 from 2013 to 2025, and this represents a 60% decrease. This decrease over time is a result of Utah's decline in performance on all four indicators. However, the largest share of the decrease is from birth rates. Utah's declining birth rates account for 2/3 of the total decline from 2013 to 2025. Although Utah's birth rates have declined over the past 12 years, Utah still has the highest birth rate in the nation. Utah Foundation trustee Bryn Ramjoy added a call to action.
If I were a legislator, and I would be a very good one, by the way, and you gave me this, I would say, all right, birth rate is down. These factors make a great society. I just took money out of education. I am allowing some erosion in our parks, in our national parks. Would I change my mind in some policy making and legislation after seeing this? Because I would want Utah to rank higher, or I would see that we're eroding our society.
Jonathan Campbell, another trustee of Utah Foundation, reminded us that rankings aren't the whole story.
But I mean, if everyone else keeps declining at the same rate, we could still perform well to the rest of the nation.
Because what I tell my kids in school is, I don't care what everyone else's grades are, I care about what your grades are.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the takeaway here. Utah might be fifth in the nation for future focus, but the real question is, are we doing as well as we could be? So let's zoom out for a second. What does all this mean for social capital? It means every time we invest in kids, Whether it's through parks, schools, youth groups, or simply supporting families, we're building tomorrow's social capital. We're giving kids the networks, trust, and opportunities they'll need to thrive. And here's the kicker. When kids thrive, everyone benefits. Remember that long list Sean gave us at the start? Stronger economies, better health outcomes, more civic engagement, and even less reliance on government programs. So here's a question for you listening right now. Where do you see social capital being built in your own community? And where do you see gaps? Maybe your town has great schools but underfunded parks. Maybe you've got thriving youth sports but very little arts programming. Maybe there's a strong sense of neighborhood trust but not enough investment at the policy level. The thing about social capital is that it's not one size fits all. It grows differently in different places. But the principle is the same. When we invest in kids, we invest in our future. What's the big takeaway here? Social capital doesn't just happen. It's built little by little, choice by choice. And the choices we make about kids today, about schools, parks, and youth organizations, those choices shape the networks and trust that will define our communities tomorrow. I'll leave you with this thought. Kids don't just inherit the society we've built. They inherit the opportunities, the connections, and the trust we've chosen to pass along. Well, that's it for today's episode of Utah Thrives. You can read the Utah Foundation's full report, Tots and Tomorrow, at utahfoundation.org. And if you found this conversation helpful, share it with a friend, a parent, or maybe even your local policymaker, because the future of our social capital really does depend on the choices we make today. I'm Dan Bomas. Thanks for listening. Until next time, keep building connections for today and for tomorrow.